In the summer of 2019, South Koreans were shocked by the news that a North Korean woman who had fled her country through China a decade before had died with her young son in her flat in Seoul. Weeks passed before the building manager found the body. Authorities concluded she had starved. Though the case was unusual, it highlighted an important truth. Much is made of how Koreans have thousands of years of shared histories and culture. But a split between the communist North and the capitalist South after the Second World War was deep and traumatic. Today, people who fled the impoverished dictatorship of Kim Jong-un for the rich, free South find it hard to adapt to life in such a different society. This matters immensely if the two Koreans are ever to reunite. For the few heady months in 2018, change was in the air. In April 2018, Moon Jae-in and Kim Jong-un met for the first time in Panmunjom in the demilitarized zone and stepped hand in hand across the border between their countries. South Korea and much of the world swooned. The two leaders vowed to accelerate effort to reunify Korea by stepping up economic cooperation and intensifying personal exchanges. They promised to reduce military tensions and formally end the Korean War. They also said they would work towards the nuclear-free Korean Peninsula. The spirit of Panmunjom rekindled discussions about the possibility of reunification. How might reunification play out? For years, South Koreans looked to East and West Germany as an example. An economically and politically weak North Korea would be absorbed by the South. Refugees would surge southwards. The cost to southern taxpayers would at first be huge, but there would be new opportunities for southern firms to build modern infrastructures up north.